I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. As U.S. President Donald Trump reiterated the need to put an end to the war in Ukraine, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he'd be willing to step down to achieve peace. VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias has details.
Monday marks the third anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and the stakes to bring the conflict to an end are high, President Trump stressed once more when addressing the Conservative Political Action Conference on Saturday.
But it's got to end. It's a horrible, horrible thing to watch. I'm dealing with President Zelensky. I'm dealing with President Putin.
Trump also referenced a deal in the works that would grant the U.S. rights to access Ukrainian natural resources in return for the military aid America has given to Kyiv to fight the war.
I want them to give us something for all of the money that we put up.
During a forum in Kyiv on Sunday, President Zelensky expressed readiness to continue the dialogue with the U.S. as a partner and hinted he'd be willing to step aside for the sake of peace.
If to achieve peace, you really need me to give up my post, I'm ready. I can trade it for NATO if there are such conditions.
Veronica Valderas-Iglesias, VOA News.
The leaders of France and Britain are making visits to Washington this week. It's part of European efforts to persuade President Trump not to abandon Ukraine in pursuit of a peace deal in the three-year-old war with Russia. Both leaders maintain that Ukraine must not be sidelined in peace talks. Macron is due at the White House on Monday and Starmer on Thursday. This is VOA News. The Vatican says Pope Francis remains in critical condition and blood tests show early kidney failure, but adds he remains alert. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At Sunday Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, Cardinal Timothy Dolan prayed for him.
Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, is in very, very fragile health and probably close to death. As we pray with and for him.
And the Archbishop of New York says.
In a world that seems driven for money and accumulation, he urges simplicity of life and savors the company of the poor.
Outside the Pope's hospital in Rome, the faithful are also praying. The Vatican says the 88-year-old is still receiving high flows of oxygen and blood transfusions. I'm Julie Walker.
Projections show Germany's conservative opposition won Sunday's election. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
German opposition leader Friedrich Merz has claimed victory in Sunday's election for German chancellor, and incumbent Olaf Scholz has conceded defeat for his center-left Social Democrats, calling the loss a bitter election result. Voting happened 7 months earlier than originally planned, after Scholz's unpopular coalition collapsed in November, 3 years into his term. Meanwhile, the far-right party, Alternative for Germany, nearly doubled its support, which was the strongest showing for a far-right party since World War II. I'm Donna Warder.
Israeli tanks have moved into the occupied West Bank for the first time in decades in what Palestinian authorities call a dangerous escalation. The tanks rolled in on Sunday shortly after the defense minister said troops will remain for a year in parts of the territory and that tens of thousands of Palestinians who fled cannot return. Israel launched the offensive in the West Bank 2 days after the current ceasefire in Gaza took hold. American Airlines says one of its flights from New York to the Indian capital, New Delhi, landed safely in Rome on Sunday afternoon after it was diverted due to a security concern, which later proved to be non-credible. The airline said Flight 292 was inspected by law enforcement after landing at Leonardo da Vinci International Airport and cleared to redepart. It didn't clarify the cause of the security concern, but added an inspection was required by protocol before the flight could land in New Delhi. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.